Hello, welcome to Pooler Podcast. My name is Andrew and I'm joined today by scrum half Rhys Dyer. How are you, Rhys?
Very well, thanks, Andrew. Yourself?
Yeah, not bad, thanks, not bad. Right, in your career so far, you played for the likes of Cardiff and Cross Keys in the Premiership. So what tempted you to drop down to the Championship and join Pontypool?
I think when you mention Pontypool, they are one of the biggest clubs in Welsh rugby. You know, they're enriched in history. Some great players have played for the club. I just felt like I was at the time of my career that I just needed a bit of a fresh start, really, challenge myself in a new way, going into a new environment where I didn't know many boys, so just needed to freshen things up, and the ambition and sort of behind the scenes stuff at Pontypool really enticed me to go down.
I was going to say, were you impressed by Louis Tonkin and so when you first met him?
Yeah, several meetings with Louis prior to signing, and you know, everything that was sort of displayed in terms of vision with the perception and where they want to go as a club, I really bought into, and hopefully, you know, I signed on pretense that I could add some sort of value to that and be on that journey.
You've obviously started twice this season for Pontypool and emerged from the bench three times. How pleased have you been with the campaign so far and the impact that you've had on the team?
I mean, we're currently third in the league. We was at the start of the season, we had some, well, a pretty big injury list, so continuity wise it was, we took a while to get in and sort of gel as a team. Personally, I've been injured as well, so I feel a little bit frustrated coming into it, but I mean, you know, on the whole, I think I'm pretty happy where we are and where I am in terms of the impact. Quickie, who's playing nine as well, alongside me, brings a lot to the table as well. So I am not actually had to kind of rush back or, you know, try and force things too much because he's been playing really well.
Is that a good thing that you feel like you don't have to rush back, you can get your body right before playing again?
Yeah, massively. I think the management are real, real good in that sort of area. I mean, from a medical point of view and coaching staff, there is no added pressure, which player welfare then is paramount, and we buy into that. So, and when you look at it with strength and depth, there's no need to really rush back. You know, like I said, Quickie's playing really well, so I haven't really felt like I needed to be back involved imminently. And you know, at the end of the day, we're not 100% fit, then we're not going to do ourselves any justice, and certainly another team.
I was speaking to Louis Tonkin last week and he was saying just how pleased he was to have such competition at nine. Does the battle for the nine shirt help to improve you as a player?
Almost definitely. I mean, you know, me and Quickie both bring different strengths to the team, I feel, and he's a great competitor, and from within, you know, it's always challenging. So I know each time, you know, I play, got a nine shirt, I really have to play to my best of my ability, really, to keep the shirt. And same goes for Quickie. And in training, you know, we sort of, it's healthy competition. We both want each other to do well, because if we play well, it'll impact the team. And the overall goal for us is to achieve as a team. So, yeah, it's great to have someone like Quickie there. You know, it pushes me, I know that for sure.
You've got Glenneath away this weekend. They're currently 13th in the table, so not enjoying the greatest starts of the season. But what sort of game do you expect from them? Do you think it's going to be a tough encounter?
Yeah, definitely tough. I think every team we play wants to take the scalp of the top four. As we mentioned, Pontypool is a big club, and the cup finals the teams get up for, so there is no easy place to go in this championship. That's what I've learned quite quick. So yeah, again, it's just, there are all different challenges within itself.
Great, thank you very much, and just like to thank you for your contribution today.
Thank you very much, Andrew.